tell everybody this is Radio. Hello, everybody. This is On the Real with Dr. D. Yes. Today, I want to talk about what is the point of marriage. The divorce rate is at an all-time high for everybody. And there's lots of discussion about what is next. So I want to know what is next. What do you think about the divorce rate? What do you think about marriage? Is it obsolete? Is there another alternative to relationships? Is it necessary? I'm beginning to wonder, what is the point? And I want to know what you think the point is. I know there was a time when people got married because that was what was next. You know, you left your parents' house, you found you somebody to spend your life with, and then you guys started the thing all over again with children and so forth. One thing I've come to understand is that marriage is a business. It is a business arrangement, which makes so much sense when you think about the history in the world of people having arranged marriages. And usually it was some kind of business transaction, some kind of exchange of material things. So when you think about that and you fast forward to the time we're living in now and you understand, you know, that primarily most of the divorces take place around financial difficulties. And if there are no financial difficulties that cause the breakup, once the breakup happens, then everything again turns into a money arrangement, a money problem, whether it's alimony or child support or anything related to finances, it happens. So I'm wondering, has it always been the point? And I'm always on, when I talk about marriage and I think about all the money, hear me, we spend to get married, depending on how much money we have, all the money we spend to get divorced. It all comes back to money. So money seems to be the point, but I just know that can't be all. So I'm wondering what you guys are thinking about marriage and this whole idea of how money comes into play with it. Now, if we just, for a minute, I can get off my whole money rant and talk some about the relationship between two individuals who want to, according to the rules of marriage as we know it, spend their lives together. The old tradition is you stay married until you die. Of course, we know people don't do that anymore because over half of us, more than half of us, are getting divorced. So we know it's not until death do you part thing anymore. And so what parts you? We know money parts you. We know that death parts people. We know that infidelity causes departure from marriage. Okay, so I think those are the big three: death, money, and infidelity. So what's the point? I've been giving it a lot of thought, and what comes to my mind is purpose. What comes to my mind is purpose. The point of marriage is purpose. Now, for me, it is all connected to your purpose for being on the planet to start with, your purpose for being here to begin with. So now, say if everybody finds their purpose and marriage is a part of that purpose. My marriage is a part of that purpose. Marriage is a part of our lives. It is something we do to have companionship and build families. And, of course, we can do that without being married, but let's just stay with the paradigm of marriage. Now, you know your purpose. Your goal then, in my new framework, is that you find someone with a similar purpose or a complementary purpose That is, your purposes have to align at some point, or else the marriage can't happen if we're talking about purpose, all right? And purpose, when I talk about purpose, I mean like greater purpose, like life-changing, world-changing, community-changing, something that makes the world better just because you, first of all, are here. Second of all, because you found someone who has the same kind of philosophy about purpose and being here as you. And then you guys have a merger. Here we can go in business. You guys get married. You guys get together. And you figure out how you're going to bring these purposes together so that, again, you serve a larger purpose. You serve the community. You serve the world. You serve your family. And you teach them, your children and their children, to do the same thing. So then what it comes down then for me, guys, is marriage is to make the world better. Because think of it, we have to live here. And if we don't take care of this place, if we don't keep things in order, then it just, we may wake up and find that it's not a very comfortable place to be. So let's get an example. Say your purpose, you discover, we'll just give her a name, Angela. Angela's purpose in the world is to take care of the trees, is to make sure that they are pruned, is to make sure that they have the water they need, is to make sure that they're growing in the climates they need to grow in to thrive. Her purpose in life is to take care of the trees. Now, she gets attracted to Jonathan. And Jonathan's purpose is to cultivate the water, is to keep the water in the world clean, is to keep the water in the world drinkable, is to keep the water, the fresh water, plentiful. So look at these two people. Both their purposes has a nature, point to them. Water, trees. We need the trees to live. We need the water to live. Angela runs into Jonathan. They meet at some convention for tree and water people. And they look at each other, and they say, something about you. So they have lunch. And over lunch, they discover each other's lifelong, born-to-be-here purposes. And then they decide, wow, I could live with this person. I could love this person. I could build some. We could take over the tree and water world. We got this. And she feels the same way. And so they say, why don't we get together? We can get married and get a license if we want, or we can just get together and make this happen. And then when we have our children, we know this is our purpose. So what we will do is we will teach them, should we decide to have children, we will teach them to look for their purposes. And once they find out why they're here, they, just like we did, will attract people with the same kinds of destinies in life, and they will marry each other and create a world that's bigger and better than the one they found. So what I have come to gather, everybody, is that it is not about love. Thank you, Tina. It is not about money, because we know money doesn't work. It is not anything we've done so far. And I wonder if I did a survey on the marriages that lasted forever, and I'm not talking about the ones where the men or the women just put up with the person just because they got family and they don't want to disappoint them, but not the usual reasons why people stay together. I wonder if I found a couple that their purposes align up, and then they happen to like each other, of course, and then they learn how to live together and grow together and work together and think together and play together and everything that comes together with family. I wonder if they would corroborate my theory here, and that is that marriage is about purpose. Marriage is about a larger contribution to the world. Now, if that is the point of marriage, Can't you guys see it working? Can't you see that working? Now, we can talk about the things that get in the way of marriage, but I suspect that humans will be humans no matter how we name this. You know, somebody will do something to disappoint the other. That just happens. So I'm not saying this is going to be any different than any of the relationships we have now, only in the sense that purpose is what drives people. Mission is what drives this marriage. Okay? So there may be still lying, there still may be some money problems, there still may be infidelity, there still may be just other things, in-laws, all the things that come to burden a marriage relationship. But these people, these two people, Jonathan and Angela, they got married because they had a larger vision in mind. And they saw where they could connect with each other to make this vision even bigger and even better. That's what I think the point is. That's what I think the point is. And I talk to my children all the time about finding their purpose in life, their goal in life, but also finding a partner, somebody who, I always say, look for a friend. But think about Jonathan and Angela. When they met at that Water Tree convention, they became instant friends because they had the same kind of way of looking at the world, something that they both found valuable, and then they found that thing in each other as well. So then they began to wonder if it just may be the case that they could do their thing in relationship with each other, making what they do even that much more exciting and valuable, something that wakes them up in the morning or even in the middle of the night, something they can come home and say, baby, guess what happened with the trees today? Or guess what we did? Guess what we discovered about fresh water, how to make it not diminish but grow? Can you imagine both of them being excited to hear about those trees and that water? Because their point for being together was about the trees and the water to start with, how to make things better. And then think about that underlying value of making things better. They got that in common. Now, this is the perfect scenario. I'm sure there are situations where, let's say, if Kathy and David got together and David was a tree man, but Kathy is a car person, of course, what she does is sell cars and race cars. And so what she does is kind of like a cross purpose because she's messing up the environment while he's trying to clean it up. So they would have to figure out if they are going to be in a marriage together, how they're going to make that work. So I gave a perfect scenario, but I wanted to offer one that wasn't so perfect. But they would be at cross purposes, and then they would have to determine, you know what, I don't think it's going to work. Then somebody can say, okay, you're a cool person, but we can't do this. So let's not try to do this. Because we can't work together. We can't serve together. So when you think about what the point of marriage is, I want you to begin to think about, first of all, what is your purpose for being here? And then do not accept anybody as a marriage partner unless their purpose coincides, complements the purpose you're here for. This has been On the Real with Dr. D, and On the Real, what is the point of marriage? The point of marriage this morning, this afternoon for me, is purpose. Without single-mindedness, without greater purposes, without complementary purposes, then you have no real marriage. Join me again next week, everybody, at 12:30 Central Time for Relationships on the Rock, on the Rock. Been On the Real with Dr. D, and On the Real, I say every time, you already know. Then my honor, holler at me. I'm going to post this, and I want to hear what you think. Thank you so much for joining me today. See you next Monday. Okay. Been real.
Sometimes diabetes can feel more like don't-a-beaties. Don't do this, don't forget that. But with a little help from Walgreens, diabetes won't slow you down. Stop by to get expert pharmacy advice 24/7 and savings on medications and supplies. You can even get rewarded for healthy behaviors like logging your glucose. Walgreens has just what you need to do more with diabetes. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy. Limitations apply. For full program terms and conditions, visit walgreens.com/healthy choices.